So 8 grand is going to make you sell your batty?
Because, I didn't say batty, but but there will be body parts on sale.
Firstly, Fion, you've been fired from 2 jobs panel.
That's all right.
The first one was fun facts. You fucked it up. The second one, you came here with shit news talking about weightless. You're just a fat Jamaican. Bro, just cut it out. Just cut it out. Jordan, last week, when we had our meeting, you came there and you writ jury on the board and spelt it with a D.
Yo, what's going on, people? And welcome back to the last and final episode of this season's Coppo Show, formerly known as the Coppo Podcast. I go by the name of Big Geordie Jaws. I'm the General Jaws. I'm the one and only Jaws. I'm also known as Big Juicy Jerk J. And I'm the Cinnamon Bun Lover. And I'm joined here today by my Pacassas.
I thought you was taking the jerk bit out. You did say you was taking it out. It's throwing me off.
Yeah, I mean, maybe from next season, you know, then we'll look at the options then.
Okay.
Yeah, and we'll reassess things after that.
Someone brought out to me that they've never seen you eat cinnamon buns either. So is that quite factual? Or
I think we all here know that that's quite factual. You know, my love for...
you repost them, but more seen you eat donuts.
I mean, come on, you know, my love for pastries is pretty...
It's well documented.
Yeah, yeah.
To be fair, it's well documented. Yeah,
it's pretty known.
Just thought I'd ask the question.
Yeah.
Because it was posed.
So what did you say? Pacassas. Pacassas.
No.
That's mad.
And are we still in Congo?
Well, we've never really been in Congo, but...
Lingala.
Yeah, yeah.
Where else
do
they speak Lingala?
Ain't there other languages?
I don't know. I'm asking.
Places in Africa that speak Lingala. I'm sure.
I have no information.
Congo can't be the only place that speaks Lingala.
So where else do they speak Chinese?
Mandarin, you meant to
say. Yeah, Mandarin.
I feel like there's other places.
Or how about this?
Google it.
Where else do they speak patois?
Brixton. Tottenham.
Okay. What other country? You know, would you go to...
I think there is more than one country that speaks patois, though.
Yeah,
no.
I think that...
Patois is just broken English.
Bro, I know for a fact.
But it's a Jamaican broken
dialect.
English.
Lingala is not just subject to Congo.
Yeah,
no, it's
Angola.
Not, see? Gabon, I knew it.
And southwestern Sudan.
Yes, man. I knew it, bruv.
Yeah,
it's not just Congo. Okay, that makes sense. Right,
my bad. I was.
Man said, "Where else speak patois?"
I'm never too big to apologize. You know, it's so my bad. Sorry.
Anyway, back to the thing. So, Pacassa, yeah.
Yeah, Pacassa.
Penguin.
No.
Land or sea?
Land.
Cheetah.
No.
It's land, yeah.
Yeah.
Does it have 4 legs?
Yeah.
Do people eat it?
Yeah.
Is it a lion?
No.
But humans eat it?
At times, yeah.
How many legs did you say?
4.
4 legs. At times. At times of what? Really desperate need.
I mean, you know, just in certain parts of the world, you know, they...
Cats.
Would you eat it? If you went there and they offered you this Pacassa in soup, would you eat it?
If I answer that question, I'll be giving away too much.
Would you? By saying that you would eat it?
Yeah. No. You gonna have any guesses, Osh?
I'm trying to work out what you're like. Is it the word?
Yeah.
Like you just have to guess what the animal is.
Saying that we are.
It's an animal.
4 legs. Desperate times.
Some may eat it and think, today I feel like a bit of Picasso.
Can't be dog.
Mm-mm. Let me just double check I'm pronouncing it properly.
Is it a bull?
Duck.
Oh, sorry.
Pronunciation yep. Don't make a difference to us. You know, we don't know anyway.
You might have to change languages.
Yeah.
Picasso.
You're not meant to say.
You don't pronounce the
Yeah.
No. You lot are telling me.
Yeah, we're telling you.
Lingana that he doesn't pronounce the silent M.
He even told us last week on our way to a Congolese restaurant that you've been pronouncing it wrong every single time.
Well, do you want to know what's so funny? Yeah.
What's so funny?
You go and tell that prick. Yeah.
Well, he's watching, so he can go and.
That he's actually sent me the voice notes of how to pronounce all of these words.
Okay.
Yeah. So clearly he's the one who ain't got a blasted clue.
Can you play a previous one?
Of course.
And then we'll put the clip in afterwards of how you said.
And then you can just reveal what this animal is because we need to get on with today's episode.
It's Mbinzo. Mbinzo.
Okay.
That's what...
And you've heard me say that before?
Is that...
Yeah, it is you think it is.
It's pronounced Pese. So Pese. Like Pele, Pese.
Yep, you've heard me say that many a time, haven't you?
No, I haven't heard you say that one.
Gando.
Yeah, I remember that one.
Yep.
Yeah, I remember that.
So it's...
See? So when you not hear me say,
Did he say,
yes, look, listen.
So it's,
right, fair enough.
See?
Yeah, I don't know.
And do you want another one? Yeah, with a silent M?
Go ahead.
Mboa.
There we go.
Cool, fair. Okay. Yeah, bro's been misinforming us. But you're going to have to reveal what it is.
Yeah.
Buffalo.
Oh.
Buffalo.
Yeah.
I was going to say bull.
Yeah, see?
Would you eat a buffalo?
People do.
People eat buffaloes. That must be chewy, man. Okay.
I'm just staking it. But yeah, Els, aka Mr. Make It Happen.
It's your boy, Fiona, and the one you'll come to see, man.
The Tyler. The Styler. The one you really came to see.
Oh.
Yeah. No.
You're trying to steal it still.
Yeah, that's it now. It's Tyler, the Styler. The one you really did come to see.
Right, words after that.
And,
I don't know the dynamics.
No, yeah,
just introducing ourselves.
Osh.
Yeah.
Is that it? Is that all it is, Osh?
Any interesting facts about yourself?
What? Mr. Box Office, pay-per-view.
Wow. Yeah. Right, okay.
Fair enough.
Walking in the room.
Yeah.
What else? How do you not do it? It's meant to just, like, flow, innit?
So it's like, whatever's on your...
What's on your heart? Yeah.
Mr. Walk...
So you walk in and own the room, but you can't walk in and own.
No, the mic. It's
struggling. Yeah. Peace and love, just Osh.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you know, today we're joined here by our good friend, Mr. Osh, and you know, we thought that as this is the last ep of the season, you know, that we want to bring a good friend of ours on to come and enjoy, you know, the Koppo culture with us.
Yeah.
Thank you, man. Yeah. I feel really honoured to be a part of what's going on.
Yeah.
Thanks for joining us.
I feel like we ain't filmed in a long time. I feel like a lot has happened.
Oh, yeah, and to be fair, we have to apologise.
Yeah, we do. Because there's been a lot of messages saying what the hell's going on.
Because to be fair, an incident happened early on in the season. A serious one. And that threw us back. Yeah. I won't say what happened, but a serious incident happened early on in the season. and that's why we're here, just late with a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
Everything's
back. Yeah.
We're here nonetheless.
Yeah, but...
Multiple incidents.
Yeah. But after this week, I just want to say that there will be a gap, you know, while we transition into the new season. But it won't be that long. It will be, what, like 2 or 3 weeks or so?
Yeah.
Yeah, and then we'll be back consistently with your episode every single Sunday,
as always.
But if you're on Patreon, then you'll get the episode when on
early.
Just early.
Yeah,
just early.
False promises.
Yeah,
it's gonna be early.
Yeah, it could be 5 minutes early.
Yeah, so you'll get the episode early.
We've got a lot for the Patreon.
We're gonna try to do it like
try to do it
a couple of days early.
So on behalf of the viewership, someone who watches. What? And we know what happened?
No, I mean, it wouldn't be right to disclose such details.
It's not fair.
We could talk about one half of it.
No, I don't think we should go.
No. Forget the first one. The second one.
What's the second one?
Oh, yeah.
What's the second one?
No. We'll save that for later. We'll save that. Yeah, we'll save that. Because that's the prosecution, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh,
Perfect.
Yeah. Oh, lovely. Yeah. Bring yeah, it there to we the go. Court.
Who's yeah, getting prosecuted?
Yeah, so we'll do that. So
you're only one member.
So before we are we get into today's court session, all right? If you can just if you can raise it. Court is now in session.
So I've got a question for you, like, yeah. But it's my one's more like a situation happened to me. But I want to see what you lot's opinion is. So like, obviously for my birthday, I travelled with my workplace to Andorra. So I went skiing.
Where is that?
It's in between like France and Spain. It's a very weird country. Like they speak Catalonia. Yeah, I don't know how to pronounce it, but they speak they speak that. And
he said that's a weird country, yeah?
It is a bit weird because okay. It's an in-between country.
All right, we're going to put his socials right under this so you lot can contact
him. It's an in-between place. So it's a bit of French, it's a bit of Spanish.
So that's what somebody wants to call Jamaica weird?
Like, that's their opinion.
How would you feel about
it's
that?
Weird because it's in-between place. It's got French elements and Spanish elements.
Okay.
So, but yeah. Anyway, so something happened to me, yeah? So obviously, as you lot may or may not know, obviously, I'm like one of the few black guys in my company, innit?
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of the time, when it comes to social things, if I'm not there, it stands out, if that makes sense. Because they're used to seeing the black guy there. No, the black guy, innit? Obviously, if the black guy is not there, it stands out more, if that makes sense. So anyway, there was a night everyone out. Obviously, I was chilling. I was a bit tired. And I was messaging me saying, oh, where are you, mate? Like, come on out. We're at the bar kind of thing. So I thought, all right, let me just show my face for 15 minutes. So I've gone there now. And then my director's like, oh, Fionn, like, have you met Mike? So Mike's another black guy. So I'm thinking, I haven't met Mike. I don't know who Mike is, but whatever. So anyway, then Mike's eyes has opened up. And he's gone, oh. Another N-word. So I've gone, Jesus Christ. I've gone.
Is it just you three? Or is it like a group of people?
It's a loud group. It's the whole group of it. But obviously, he's screaming it out. But Mike's a bit drunk now, isn't it?
Yeah.
And then my director's just gone, oh, you're going to let him say that to you kind of thing. So now I'm conflicted. Because I'm thinking, do I pull up? Because I wanted to pull Mike to the side and say, look, mate, what the fuck are you doing?
Because you've been happy just being I'm the only black person. No. And you've been happy with them calling you.
No.
But now there's another, and you're a bit jealous now because Mike's here and you're like, wait, I was.
No.
I'm the only.
No. That word is, we're going to bleep that word out. But when he said that, I was genuinely like, you can't be talking like that. Like, who the fuck do you think you are? I don't know this man from Adams.
So what did you say to him?
Yeah.
I just said, look, I'm not even getting involved in that conversation. And I left. I just left. I said, nah, this ain't for me, man. Plus, everyone was kind of drunk.
You left the whole thing?
It was... Wait, don't say it like that.
Go in home,
don't
say
it. No, but let's see how you represent it.
Wait. Let me give some context to why I left. So everyone was already really drunk.
Yeah.
So you know when you go to an environment and you're super sober, you've just kind of woken up and everyone's like plastered.
Mm.
I said, you know what? My man's just saying that, it's annoyed me. For me to catch up to everyone, I'm going to have to do like 3 rounds. I'm just going to cut. I just said, I'm a bit tired, I'm a bit annoyed, and I just left. But I wanted to know what you lot's thoughts are on that situation because I thought it was a little bit...
I feel like Mike is not the type of man you want to be around.
100%.
I feel like he was only comfortable to say that in front of a group of white people because he probably usually lets them say it and he giggles.
Mm.
So for the fact that he was like, oh, another.
Yeah.
It just shows that.
What kind of guy he was.
And then he lets people call him that and he laughs and they all elbow each other.
Yeah.
And I would have been gone if I was you as well.
You'd have dipped.
So, just
so he said, this is all very deep.
No, it was a deep situation. I had to bring it to you.
So he greeted you on a
racial slur.
No, another one. Just said, oh, look, another. And the way how he said it, it was like the ER. So I was like,
so that girl.
Oh, yeah, girl. So I was like, you know what? See you later, man. I'm gone, man.
This
conversation, this environment is sticky. I'm getting out of it.
So how's your next interaction been with him? He's
not part of the, he's just a guy
just found him
on
the
mountain. Because obviously we're up the mountains. He's just a guy up the mountains. But what it was, he knew one of the guys in my workplace. So that's why he was around my work crew.
Okay, I got another question. So why did, is it your manager? Is it, who is this man that introduced you?
He's one of the directors.
Okay, why did this director choose to introduce you to this man?
Because that's the problem there, 100%. Yeah, because, but he was talking to him and was like, oh, Mike, look, his film, kind of thing. And then it just went a little bit.
I think there's a big problem there, Fiona, and you may have to go and speak to HR.
Yep.
Yeah. because you walking off, it's not enough, Fiona.
No, but...
But it needs to be justice.
You have to go in there and say, I really didn't feel comfortable when you thought it was... thought to make a point of introducing me to the other black guy. When anybody else came, did you introduce him to the black guy?
No.
Odd behaviour.
There's Steve, there's like Gary.
That's HR.
It's like a bit of entertainment for them.
Yeah,
it is. And the thing is, and they called you out of your bed.
No, they didn't.
Yes, they did. I said they're laughing and joking around. And they're like, wait, hold on a second. Where's tonight's entertainment?
No.
The entertainment?
It was my brethren. It was my brethren.
Get up. We need you.
No. Yeah. But no, I definitely felt like it was a bit like, oh, this is a very uncomfortable situation.
That's weird.
I just left.
Yeah, you might
need to
take it to HR.
HR might be an HR issue, isn't
it? But are you though? Are you gonna walk in on?
We don't have HR, that's the problem.
Every company has
a
HR.
No, it's just a woman.
Yeah, but that is the HR.
It's just a woman.
Alright, so it's not like that. It's not a woman that actually, there's no official HR in the company. Okay. If there's a problem, we just speak to Abby.
That's okay. It. At Theon Denton on all socials. Yeah,
because these are all these. So what I've taken from that is that you don't believe that anything will get sorted out because she's just a woman. Abby ain't got a Scooby-Doo. Yeah?
It's not HR. There's no HR.
It's just some woman called,
like,
Abby.
You know you have HR.
But in all seriousness, I know we like to joke here, and I've got really want to be serious.
I'm not joking. I'm being serious.
Yeah, but I do believe that you need to speak up because people think they can get away with things if you don't say it. So you need to like just say, I felt uncomfortable in that situation. I'd appreciate if it didn't happen again because I'm not understanding why you felt the need to firstly introduce me to another black person. I felt uneasy. You need to say it, honestly.
And you might have to stop going on these trips. If you're going to be the night's entertainment,
there was no night's entertainment. It was more Mike, but I do see where the issue is.
He's
a donut.
Do you feel like he felt like he won when you left?
Who?
And the other guy.
He didn't win.
Like, he won like the spot. I'm the.
He did. He did. He did.
But he wouldn't have known.
He walked off. Right. Yeah, he fucked off. He's done one, guys. I'm here now. What should I do?
I'm the one and only.
Yeah.
No.
What was the actual question? What would we do in that situation?
Yeah, just what you lot would do in that situation.
I'd go to Abby.
Yeah, 100%.
Okay, so you'd go to HR.
But in his, he said he doesn't believe in Abby.
I don't feel like because he's a woman. There's no proper HR. If there was proper HR, so I have to.
If you don't go to Abby, then you go straight to your
Speak to the director. Yeah, the one that's pulled you up. And yeah, said, oh, I've got someone to introduce you to. That, say you felt uncomfortable.
Yeah, yeah, I'd do that. To be fair, I probably wouldn't go.
Did
go
you feel
to
more
Abby.
Uncomfortable about your director bringing you to the other black guy or more?
It
wasn't more like him bringing me. It was like I went there and then he was talking to the black guy.
No, but I'm saying that, so because you split up into two situations. So one point was the manager, the director bringing you over,
mm-hmm.
and then the other one was my guy saying,
to what are you saying? Yeah, yeah.
So which one was more of a.
Obviously, the N word and the way in which my manager brought me over, the black guy was talking to him before.
So the director was like,
I've got someone I want you to... Not really. They was having a chat. I've come. Oh, Fiona, have you met?
Okay.
Kind of thing. So I did. I felt like it wasn't more like, oh, yeah, look, A meet B. It was just...
Coincidence.
But it was more like, Fiona, have you seen him? But I know why he would have been saying that at the same time. Yeah. Do you get what I mean? But yeah, that's just the situation. So you would have
reported it to HR.
No, you would have left. I'll put you up right there and then.
Yeah, I would have gone straight to Manman, to be fair. I would have gone HR.
I would have just made it awkward.
Like, with him.
Right, and I'd just say, this is weird.
Technically, you failed us.
Nah. Whoa, 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 whoa. I haven't failed no one. I just said I'm not going to get involved in that altercation. Because at the same time, if me and him will stop having a war now, what does that look like?
Yeah, I agree. You don't want to go to war.
Yeah, but not war, but you're standing up for yourself.
No, but you can't have a man call you when you walk off and go upstairs to bed.
That's also true.
And then you come here now and you mention it now. So it's been on your mind. Phone your director.
All right, cool.
No, it's not even that though,
but I hear what you are saying. I've taken your points on board.
Mm-hmm. Would anyone else like to approach the bar with...
with what? With a question?
Yeah, any questions?
If, not even if, say you've been in a long-term relationship, maybe like 5-6 years, you lot end up breaking up. When and if is it the right time to delete pictures together?
Mm. Ooh.
I don't think you ever need to.
Right.
Delete them from your phone? Wow, okay, Natalia.
Thank you for that answer. So you'll just keep them in your phone?
No, because what I do with my phone is, obviously, like, you upgrade through the years, but I've always just put my phone, like, all my pictures and stuff, like, on a Google or a hard drive. I'm not going to go through and delete it because...
So you've got hard drives of each ex?
No, no, not of each, but just that period of my life.
Okay.
Like, I could probably find... If I really dug, I could probably find pictures of me and my first ever boyfriend. Why would I delete it? That's...
Yeah, one or two.
I wouldn't have it as my screensaver in my camera.
No, but what I think personally, yeah, is maybe I wouldn't go through and delete or like the mad ones because, you know, there's going to be a few, you know.
What's the mad ones?
Sexual ones.
Like your everyday.
Yeah, you're talking about like normal pictures that we're at christening and we're in.
Yeah, like stuff like that.
But stuff like that, yeah.
As by the pool.
What do you mean? Like we're chilling by the pool?
Yeah. Loved up. Like you've got no reason to have this photo again.
Just say you both hold the kiss, like you're about to kiss. The pitch and the person takes a picture. You're gonna keep that. Tyler, you're gonna keep that.
To be fair, I've got pictures on my hard drive from years ago, so I probably have got pictures like that.
Listen to the scenario. You're gonna kiss the picture. They're saying, was it? It's still be.
How would my partner ever see that though? Was he gonna go through?
But for me personally, yeah, I would probably go through it and delete. So once I know that it's proper done. Then I'll delete what I know is there. But as more comes up over the years, then I would delete it as I see it, I reckon.
Because, yeah, I would delete it.
Yeah.
To answer your question, I would have done it in 6 months.
6 months.
Because if that's me personally, I'm not sure how I would feel if my woman
saw that.
Kept pictures of her and her ex in loving moments.
Mm.
I understand like one or two because of the memory of that, but
yeah.
I'm trying to think.
I'm shocked that you'll keep this still with you and your ex kissing.
No, I don't have anything. But I mean, like a holiday pic. I must have somewhere a holiday picture of me and one of my exes. But they're not on my phone, so
you don't see them.
They're not nowhere in my camera roll. But I've definitely put from all my old phones. I've put stuff on a hard drive, and I've never gone back through it.
So would you say that's all right? Like if they delete off their phone and put it on a hard drive, for example.
I just would get rid of it as it goes. But I guess if it's not in your face and you're not actively searching,
like imagine that my man goes through my phone. He shouldn't be able to go through my camera roll and see pictures of me and my ex. Yeah. That's one thing. But in terms of like,
if it's like way back up there, like way up in there, like 2018.
Be there.
So you're saying it should be deleted completely. Just you on holiday, you with them.
I think that's like mirror selfies together. Mirror selfies, Natalia.
Sorry, my neck's really hurting. You know, this is what I was saying.
A mirror selfie of me and my ex.
Yeah. Like a mirror selfie.
We're standing side by side.
No, he's behind. Like this is you,
behind,
yeah. and he's like this.
No, I'd probably delete it, but not for the fact that I have a boyfriend because it makes me feel sick. The picture.
Oh, whoa.
Yeah, I'd be like, oh, goodness, can't believe I've let that happen.
If it didn't make you feel sick, you'd keep it.
Yeah, but it probably would. If I've moved on from him, that means that would make me feel sick, trust me. But yeah, like, I've never... It's so funny that you brought that thing up because I've never actually thought about that, you know?
I heard the hard drive thing makes a difference.
Yeah, because I don't keep...
If it's not in your place,
yeah. You think about that? Like, well, I think about my parents. They have old photos, like the old school of taking photos from like 4 years ago. Can't hold that against them. It's like a memory, isn't it?
Yeah.
But if it was on their phone...
And you can go through it. It's mad, yeah. You don't
sitting
need
there burning a picture or ripping it up. Old school is this long.
Yeah, like, that's weird. That's a serious effort.
And to be fair, if an old memory came up on Snap...
Put a lighter to it.
Just throwing it in the fireplace and watching it. I'm just sitting there and just watching it burn.
There's problems there. But even like with that, with like gifts and that though, because I've had issues with gifts before.
I'm keeping everything.
Okay, so you'd keep...
Yeah, what am I
so you'd keep gifts.
I'm not gonna ask for my gifts back.
Like jewelry.
What? Like, would I get rid of the jewelry?
Yeah, like your ex bought you that watch there. Your ex bought it for you, and then next minute,
I'm wearing it out.
Okay, but what about if your new girlfriend
don't like it?
Is driving a car that her ex bought her?
Oh,
that's fine.
Yeah, that's fine.
Can you say that it's different for a man and a woman? Is that a fair argument?
No, because I'm
not buying
really
in the quality. Yeah.
Quality.
You don't know though, so
I'm just asking a question.
No, but what did you believe?
I'll be honest.
The reason I was asking is it this? So jewelry, yeah. If I buy a girl jewelry. And no, my ex.
Yeah, your girl has wearing a ring from her ex.
A ring from her ex.
Yeah, are you happy with that? Be honest.
Be honest.
A ring's just, it's blinging as well. Cartier thing. Are you happy with that?
I'm
and you
fine.
Know where it's come from.
No, I'm fine. I'm good.
You're right with that?
Did you call Coppo to lie?
I'm going to Coppo to be smart.
I'll be honest, me personally,
I wouldn't care.
No, but I say that I wouldn't care, but then if I'm out, yeah, you know, and it's 2 years in and I see her with a ring that I've never seen before.
Mm.
And I'm like, rah, where'd you get that?
Yeah.
Yeah, my ex bought it for me. So now I'm thinking, okay, hold on a second. Like, that's a bit mad. Like, when you put it like that, then maybe I'll
replace it.
Because I wouldn't do that, I don't think, still.
You just leave it in the box and just not wear
it? My truth answer is I wouldn't react. Even if it does bother me, because, well, you lot know me, so I will try to act like it means nothing to me. And I'll go to the toilet and have a good look in the mirror.
To be fair though, I say this, but I guess you'll never know until you're in that situation, innit? How you'll feel. Because it might not bother you.
Yeah.
Because you might just be like so sure of yourself in that relationship.
And yeah.
In that moment, that's does nothing. It, but then...
Can you get in your new girl's car that the export?
It's her whip. I think that the car is easier than
the jewelry.
Than the jewelry.
Transportation.
Yeah. Cars are expensive.
We're enjoying the car together.
Yeah. I might even take the car sometimes.
What, slap me on insurance?
Yeah. If there's no petrol in mine. You know, let me drive my man's car.
If I get with someone and...
So if your man was driving a car that his girl bought him...
I'd be wondering why he's...
That's unfair.
It's a present.
It's a present, man. It's unfair.
It's a present.
No,
that's how he gets around the town.
You're driving a car that you want. It's a gift. Yeah.
It's gone. You'd be all right with it.
Would I get in the car that she bought?
Be honest, Asana.
I'm trying to like visualize myself in that situation.
Your new man.
You know what? I think I would. That wouldn't be my man now.
Why?
No, not if he's driving his girl's car. I was thinking, like, if he was in a position where he couldn't afford a car and a girl bought it,
it might not be a thing where he couldn't afford it.
No, but I'm saying if that was the scenario, I would definitely look at him differently.
Mm. But we're talking about it's a gift. It's not about he can't afford it. It's a gift.
No, I don't think I would mind.
You'd be all right with it?
Yeah.
Okay, interesting.
I wouldn't mind that. I think I would have more of an issue if it was a sentimental piece of jewellery. Because I'm just like, you don't have to wear that. Like, you need a car to get around. You don't have to wear that.
Like, you don't have to wear that 100 carat diamond chain.
Yeah,
you don't got to do that.
Like, you could trade it in and get something else.
Yeah.
No, fair.
To be fair, though, would you not sell it?
What?
Like if the somebody... Jewelry? Yeah.
No, I ain't selling it.
Because I've got some nice gifts. I don't want to sell it.
No, but...
I've kept some things from my exes.
If I'm never going to wear that jewellery again, I'd probably sell it.
Sell it, so that's a lot of effort.
Without thinking about that.
Yeah,
person.
Yeah, exactly.
No, sometimes it becomes every
day. Yeah, like with girls, yeah. Like, I'll be honest, I've been in that situation before, innit? And my ex had like a ring, but she used to wear bear rings.
Yeah.
And it was just like one of the rings was part of a collection.
Got you.
But I was like, you just put the rings on anyway. So it's not like you're putting it on thinking, oh, my man. And you know what I'm saying? It's not that deep.
Yeah.
So I just kind of just moved on from it. It was just a basic gold bangle on her. A baby finger. I was like, yeah, it doesn't really mean anything to me.
Fair enough.
Well, yeah, Jordan?
Yeah. Any questions for Jordan?
I was going to ask, do you think it's okay to have expectations of your friends?
Yeah, yes. Yeah, absolutely.
Every single time.
Yeah, you have to.
You have to.
Someone's being indirected, man.
Yes.
Yeah, you have to.
Yeah, no, you have to.
Yeah.
Yeah, you have to.
Because I feel like as much as I don't like to have expectations in humans, I just feel like as if you're going to have a relationship with someone and a friendship, you should expect certain things from them.
Who's let you down?
Well, no, it's something that I've seen circulating. Oh, many people have let me down, actually.
Whoa. Okay.
Yeah, no, in life, they have, like, friends.
Women's relationships are difficult.
But sometimes I wonder, should I expect that of them? Is that bad for me to have certain expectations of friends or not?
But what kind of...
Yeah, that's the thing. What kind of expectations are you talking about? Give me some examples.
Being there for you when you're going through hardship, saying, you know, like, making an effort for your birthday, just things like that, like... I think that you have that expectation for people to be able to communicate. Expectations should be good communication with your friends.
I don't know, but I think that's different for guys and girls.
Yeah.
Because for me personally, I don't care about those things.
What's your expectation for your friends then? Like, list three.
Good standards.
Of what?
Of just like...
In general.
Yeah, of just like how to act. So like, for example, don't be a liar, like a thief or...
Mm. No, but I'm talking about...
Oh, morals.
As an individual, an expectation of their friendship toward you.
How they treat you.
Then. No, I think for me, all I ask is probably is just loyalty and that's it. Off of my friends. Like, I don't care about like birthdays or if I'm going through stuff, if they're there or whatever.
Really?
So you don't have much expectations for your friends then?
No, I don't care.
You wouldn't care if your bedrooms were there or not.
I just like loyal people.
No, as long as like,
and then that's it.
You're honest.
Trust me.
And like you've got good intentions.
Yeah, and good morals. That's it.
Yeah. Like I'm not going to fall out of you because you didn't come to my birthday dinner.
And I'll tell you why.
I don't think that's.
I'll tell you why as well, yeah. Because
I hear what you're saying.
I'll tell you why, because I just see it as if it was Philip's year, like me personally, if I'm going through something, I wouldn't feel away if my friends weren't there for me. But that's because of me, because loads of stuff I just go through on my own anyway, innit? So I never think of things like that. And then my birthdays, I do stuff, but if someone doesn't come or not, I never think.
I think girls take that a lot to heart, though.
Yeah.
Like that birthday stuff.
I think it's a gender thing. I think it's just down to the individual.
Through the individual.
I don't know.
Do you have expectations?
I'm quite an emotional one.
So if your bedroom didn't come,
a lot of pressure being my friend.
Really?
Yeah.
So if your friend didn't come to your birthday, you're holding that against them.
No, but not that. But like, it's just things like.
Here, give us an example.
It's gonna get emotional.
Go on. Just say one thing that you would say to your bedroom.
Like where do you start? Oh my.
Yeah.
Just anything that you think you would hold against your friend.
Or if it's mad, you can put it on the Patreon and edit.
Just say it briefly.
I don't even mind. I'm just trying to think of how to word it.
Something where you stop talking to someone over.
You go,
His voice is gone, man.
It's alright, we're here to support.
Oh man, where do you start?
You go through certain stuff, innit? And then you start to see things differently. Mm-hmm. And then you think about how you would treat. So, it's mad. It's very mad.
I think what you go through in life makes you who you are. And certain things you go through, you start to look at things differently and value different things in different ways. Where sometimes things might be surface level at one part of your life, and you might go through some sort of trauma or something, and it makes you deep things in a total different light.
Okay.
I've also learned that you have to give grace, though. Because sometimes you can overthink it and get it wrong. So I think it really does depend on the person. Because that, I would be upset about with someone for not being there, and my reason could be valid. Then I could be upset about that to another person for not being there, but they could have been going through their own shit. Then there's another person who's done the exact same thing, and they did it because they thought it was the right thing to do. Does that make sense?
And I think this is why communication is important. The most important thing.
Yeah.
But then again, though, you see sometimes, I think again, that's down to the individual again, because there's certain situations sometimes, where I don't want to... for example, say someone died, close to someone, I wouldn't want to ask them all the time how they're doing, because I don't want to put them back through that. But then some people might want you to actually ask so they can... Yeah.
But that's not communication, though.
So yeah, I think
different
it's
ways, isn't it?
To the
individual.
Yeah, to the individual. Because for me personally, I don't think I would like... for example, we'll speak about it a bit later, but when things happen to me, I don't like to talk about that situation. Like, if it's anything mad, that's going to have me just thinking about it, I don't want to chat about it.
All the time. You don't want to be constant reminders.
Yeah.
But I hate that. About you, though, because you don't like it, when people around you are going through things, you don't do that to them, but you... show that you care in a different way, come out and do this. Let's go and get breakfast.
To try
and distract them.
You're
one of the reasons why I think some people are shit.
Whoa.
Not in a good way to you.
No, I got what. Yeah, I got.
No, wait. Just being there.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, same, because you make an effort in your own way.
You're
right today.
You'll be very present.
Yes, very. You'll push up yourself.
Sorry, but I know you got.
Yeah, I thought you were saying.
I think it's the perfect segue to Ears to the Streets, man.
Fair enough. Yeah, alright then, cool.
Oh, wait, you even look shocked as well.
I was thinking.
You're one of my shit friends.
It showed me a period of don't need to ask, but just be in there.
Ben, if you could cue the music. And we are back. Here to the Streets news. Ex-cop punched inspector he caught having sex with his wife in Screwfix car park.
Damn.
Gavin Harper is on trial accused of stalking his wife, Stephanie Glynn, and unlawfully wounding police officer Andrew McCulloch, who he's been having sex with for the past, apparently 4 years.
Damn.
Behind his back.
is that his colleague?
I don't... It hasn't said inspector if they work at the same...
Inspector and police.
Yeah, but...
This is good.
They're in the same field of work, but he's shagging his missus in the Screwfix car park.
His missus is moving mad.
I think that this is good because, I'll be honest, this hasn't happened once. This is a fetish. This is a, it's an affair.
Yeah. No. This is
for 4 years.
And it hasn't just been Screwfix. It's been many other places.
But Screwfix car park is
affairs are insanity.
Very specific.
You reckon?
Affairs are just crazy. Like, obviously, it's bad in general.
Why do you...
That's about affairs.
These
two people work together. That means he's introduced. And they act like nothing's going on there.
Mm.
And she's clearly got a fetish for men in the police force.
Yeah, that's her thing still. Yeah.
But some people are in relationships aren't happy though. That's why they have a lot of affairs. Screw yeah, but some people can't. That's why they
can't
do
be classy about it.
It's not right. I'm not giving it justification. I'm just saying a lot of time when people do things like that, it's because they're not genuinely happy.
But he has sex with his wife like a queen, and then the other guy just.
He might not be having sex with her though. That might be why she's gone then. Not everyone's having sex because they're in a relationship. That's a byproduct that not everyone has.
Because they're doing it in the back of the car, in the car park.
That's what she might... She misses that excitement.
Men that age, you only have that saloon cars
it's
as well.
So it's the thrill. And that's the thing. And that's why you always have to make sure that you're updating yourself.
Oh, yeah.
What do you mean by that?
What do you mean?
Watching.
No.
What do you mean by updating?
Where you get your data from?
Yeah, updating what?
Yeah.
You know, just, you know, science experiments and... things, you know?
Experiments.
You're going to have to delve.
Yeah, give us some more experience.
No, we won't be delving and diving into those kind of things, but you know, it's not always missionary.
Experiment in new things, you mean? Is that what
you're
talking about?
Yeah.
With whose body? Whose body?
With your partner's body, Phil.
Okay.
With your partner's body.
Okay, cool.
Oh, fair enough. Conjoined twin Abby Hensel is married. According to news reports, Hensel, who shot to fame following her 1996 interview with Oprah alongside her sister Britney.
Who?
Oprah.
She had an interview.
Oprah.
You said Oprah.
Did I say that wrong?
Oprah.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. Oprah.
Oprah.
Sorry.
Hang on.
This guy's finished.
Do you know what? Yeah. Do you know what? Cut the news. Nobody on this panel can tell me about Rio because I might trip up on one or two words. Firstly, Fionn, you've been fired from 2 jobs panel.
That's all right.
The first one was fun facts. You fucked it up. The second one, you came here with shit news talking about weightless. You're just a fat Jamaican. Bro, just cut it out. Just cut it out. Jordan, last week, when we had our meeting, you came there and you writ jury on the board and spelt it with a D. A D. Jury with a D. This is court of public opinion.
I was tired last week.
I got someone's name wrong.
Huh? How did you spell it?
What, jury with a D?
Like D-U-R-Y?
Yeah, like jury.
Oh,
like jury.
I was tired. And I'm dyslexic.
You're not dyslexic.
Yeah.
You're not dyslexic.
I was a tired dyslexic.
You're not dyslexic. And Natalia, you haven't even tried at the job yet. So until...
I think I could do a little, you know.
Do you genuinely think so? In your heart of hearts?
Oh, in my heart.
I don't think you have the wherewithal.
Elsie's back is against the wall.
I know.
No, because
you know that's nasty, man.
You can call it nasty.
You can't,
I can tell you something.
Oprah.
I messed it up.
No, but
I can't say
no, but you know what's so magic?
You are being fired from your job.
You know what's so magic? Oshie even said what? And you said Oprah again.
What? And he was like, what? Did I pronounce something? Did I say something wrong?
Oprah? Who the hell is Oprah?
I got it wrong. I got her name wrong.
Ever since you started this dread journey, yeah, nothing has been the same.
No one, don't listen to him. I'm not growing dread. No one on this panel can tell me anything.
How long has it been?
Nobody
how
is.
How long has it been going
on? Months.
This is like months. The second season. Wait, did I do it last season?
Maybe,
no. Like half of it.
No, you didn't.
It must be like over 60 pieces of news.
No, I'm talking about the news.
Don't fucking listen to it, man.
Talk about
it.
No, you missed it.
Oh, yeah, no, sorry.
Conjoined twins.
Yeah, conjoined twins. He's married conjoined twins. Would you lot marry Siamese twins? No, sorry about my outburst.
Else, you had that prepared, didn't it?
Nah, swear down.
I
just came off the top of my head.
Why are you fat Jamaican?
You're fat Jamaican.
That's bad. Oh my days,
you came out swinging.
Would you not marry conjoined twins?
Nah, two people's too much, man.
Marry no.
Clark.
Whoa.
You're sick.
All
I said was marry no.
No, but what would you do?
Be their friend.
Okay.
Is it?
Conjoined means that they're like that. They got their shoulders are joined.
We'll have a picture.
But they still have two.
Yeah. Everything separate, apart from the part where they're joined.
Okay. Yeah. No, for me personally,
wait, so
two people
got
would
their
be
own
enough.
Yeah.
No,
they got the what? Their own.
Do you not want to see a picture of them?
Genitalia.
No, I don't think
some conjoined twins don't.
It's one pair of breasts.
Wait, no, they don't.
Just two heads.
Oh, some people do though, because I saw two.
See, just looking at that, looking at that picture.
No, but that's what it is though. It's two.
Looking at that picture, it's just too weird for me.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
I wouldn't be able.
Man, we got that's good.
Oh, what, snip, what, snip, on dental. Can I justify
what I'm saying?
Go for it.
I couldn't talk to a conjoined twin and the other twins there. It's just too much going on for me. So I'll just stay away.
Those are Fionn's views.
What you would date a conjoined twin?
I don't discriminate.
So in his eyes, is he with one of the
twins? One of the twins. But it's
not. He's married Abby.
Is it the one that's further away?
Bro.
See?
Bro, come on, man.
That's what I'm saying. You know what I mean? Like I'm talking madness. It's too much. I wouldn't be having a conversation with conjoined twins. I just wouldn't. It's too much for me. That's me personally.
Fionn's views, Fionn Denton.
Okay, you lot would date conjoined twins.
Also
at Fionn Denton.
You lot are liars, man.
Let us know in the comments if you could marry a conjoined twin.
Could never.
No, love is love. So I could. And if I love the conjoined twin, I would marry her.
And you just one of them? Or would you like to do
I'd marry both? Whatever the circumstance.
Nice.
Yeah. Same.
Big heart.
Love is love.
Yeah, man.
Same.
Yeah. A sports bettor who turned his $2 parlay bet into $1,500 received an email saying his winnings will all go to unpaid child support. I think that's brilliant.
Yeah.
I think that's brilliant, personally. Because if you're not paying for your kids, but the fact that they could find out that information maybe it's in America, obviously, because I said parlay. They've got a different setup to find out if you owe someone money and stuff like that. But yeah, I stand with if you owe money in those kind of circumstances, you should be paying.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, $2 to $15,000.
$1,500.
Oh, $1,500.
Back five.
That's fine. I was gonna say if it's $15,000,
you could just hold some back.
Then there's only one. there's only one option there. Then you know, if they take that money.
What are you going to do?
I'll take something else.
Okay. Right. Yeah, so that takes us to... confessions.
Yeah, confessions.
Yeah, so... yeah, I've got a confession to be fair.
Yeah, you've been talking about this confession for weeks.
Yeah. So do you remember like a few... it was 2 months ago and I said that something terrible happened to me, but I can't speak about it. But if it gets sorted out, yeah.
When
it gets... Yeah.
Is it sorted now?
Yeah.
So tell us then, what's going on?
So basically, I transferred £8,000 into the wrong account one day. Yeah, one morning. So it was 5:30 in the morning.
Whose account?
£8,000.
To one of my old drivers. Yeah.
What, but just by accident?
By accident. So
okay. So eight bags.
Yeah, so I was moving money around. Then I was meant to send £8,000 to somewhere. I sent it to one of my old drivers. Mm-hmm. So I phoned him in the morning. I'm like, look, brother, I've just sent you 8K. Can you send it back, please? Like, just thinking, yeah. He'll be like, yeah, of course, yeah, that's fine.
Yeah.
He said, ah.
What type?
What, he's already...
he's on the phone.
What, as in like...
He said, ah. I said, oh, no. I said, brother, please, please, please. He said, Jordan... I've got a bounce back loan on that account that I have no intentions of paying back.
I've never heard of that before.
So basically, obviously, when it was COVID, there was bounce back loans that they were given out to businesses, innit?
Yeah.
So that's a business account. So he had a bounce back loan of I think like 35K or something. Ooh. Yeah, and he stopped paying it in November. So he's showing me all the emails and that, whatever. So I'm thinking, oh my days. So anyway, now I phone the bank and first of all, they say, even if the transaction was made in error,
I will
still get the money back within 1 to 2 working days. Yeah.
Okay.
Keep an eye on the account. So I'm thinking, okay.
Cool. That's calm. Yeah.
So the next day's come now, nothing. Second day, come now, nothing. Third day, nothing, nothing. I'm calling. And then I phone one day and then the bank's tone changes. So they're like, well, there's no guarantee that you're going to get the money back. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So we're going to recall the bank that has gone back to you. So we're going to call them and ask them for a recall. But if they can't contact the owner of the bank account, then the money's gone.
You're screwed. Oh, wow.
So I'm thinking, I'm done. I'm going to have to get into sex work.
Why do you have to go straight to that? Hold on. So $8,000 is going to make you sell your batty?
Because, I didn't say batty, but there will be body parts on sale.
Really?
Because, like, initially, I thought about drugs, but I thought, like, you need, like, an investor, you know, upfront payments and things like that. What can I do that I already have? You know, low investment, straight profit.
I had to sell my body. So wait.
So this was happening for months. Like,
wait. You're selling your body for months?
No.
Oh shit.
No.
Wait. Oh,
no. But
shit.
I was close. I would have been online.
Wait. Who do you bank with?
This is HSBC.
So, all right. With NatWest, yeah. When you send people money, there's multiple prompts.
Yeah, I think that's where you've even got to put your face in
there.
You have to take a HSBC.
Is it? It just goes.
They need to up the levels.
Like it's just straight away.
But HSBC, if you've done it once to them, then
it's trusted
then
partner.
It's just zoom. It's gone.
Press confirm once though.
Yeah.
There's one question.
Yeah.
So was it because you're tired?
Yeah. So this was early. It was like 5 a.m. in the morning because it was a larger sum but because there's a limit on my daily limit on how much I can actually send, so I waited until the next morning to send the rest. So it was at 5 a.m. I thought, boom, I'll do it before I do anything, because me, like, I hate owing people money and stuff. So I done that, woke up in the morning now, and then I'm thinking, like, I'm waiting for, something just didn't feel right. So I go back into the app now. I look, I see that is gone there. I said, oh, my days.
That's not
so.
So what's happened? What's the verdict?
So anyway, so my man was like, oh, well, I'm sorry, but there's nothing I can do about that. I'm not going to contact the bank because
I don't want to pay back the loan.
I'm like, look, the fraud department isn't going to ask you about a loan. Like, they just care that there's no fraudulent stuff happening.
Yeah.
And he's like, no. So anyway, now, I mean, I had a big argument and I said, look, I see you about.
Oh, bro, you offered him out.
I had to.
Did it get to that?
I hear him though.
You hear what he's saying? Yeah, but it's stupid. Yeah. Like, he could have helped me.
He actually could have.
So anyway, now, one day, this was like last week. Javan was like, "Raw, like, why is there $8,000 transferred to the bank account?" I was like, "Wait, what?" So I looked and I saw that the bank that they got it back, but this is after like 2 months.
Okay.
So
did Javan know that $8,000 was missing?
Yeah, but you know what's so funny? When I told him about it, he didn't ask me again. So I said, when I think about it, he just left me
to fight.
Bro, it was fight.
Sex work.
I was gonna sell penis. I was gonna sell myself.
Yes,
no.
I was gonna sell myself.
Selling backside.
But that was because every day.
Why do they keep saying you're gonna sell backside?
Right, because these two have
bottom.
Because these two have fucking sucked each other before.
He said he was gonna sell himself.
Yeah, when a man says I'm selling myself, that normally indicates
he's selling backside.
No, but
no, Diddy,
but why
no
is it back? Why are you forgetting that his surname is Buttway?
Don't say it like that.
Buttway.
You don't say it like that.
Buttway.
No, you're dumb. You're dumb. So it's resolved now. You got the money back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But this is after like 2 months. So
you was on him for 2 months. Yeah. Did you go around it? I would have gone to his house.
I mean, he lives in East.
I would have still gone there.
So there were times, where we were meant to meet up. And he said that he's not meeting me unless there was something else. Party. Yeah.
I don't blame him.
Yeah. So there was a
third
party.
Were you talking to him on the phone?
Well, my head was gone. So, so there was a third party. And then one day I met him and the driver was meant to come and meet us, but he never came in the end.
Oh, he was scared.
I don't know.
You must have threatened him, boy.
But then I phoned a third party and I told him that I got the money back. So he phoned him and told him, and then he phoned me one morning and I said, brother, I said, don't ever phone my phone ever again because you could have helped me out and you didn't.
Yeah.
And now he's lost out on work.
In his pocket as well.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
it's not worth it in the long run.
No,
I thought for him though.
Who? Uncle?
The uncle? Is it uncle?
Yeah.
Old man.
Yeah, he went, so yeah.
Nah, man.
That's bad, man.
Might not understood. No. And all he's thinking about is, oh, I've got this.
He's thinking, yeah, but still, 8 bags.
No, but he didn't even try to. But he didn't even try to help him.
Oh, the fact he went.
Yeah, yeah.
So it wasn't even his. So he just.
So the 8 bags would have paid off his loan.
Yeah.
Ah.
Yeah, unlucky,
man.
Yeah, I see the finesse that he was going for, but
I think
that's mad dishonest.
Yeah, he's definitely could have helped, but you need to be more vigilant when you're.
No, 100%. Ever since, because like ever since then, please, I don't even like sending money. Have you noticed?
That's not the first time.
I meant to
said,
have. Yeah, exactly.
Do you know what you should do though? Maybe delete people's.
No, I do.
And then every time you do it, you have to set it back up because even if it takes you longer, at least you know it's.
No, we're not. Everyone's.
I'm quite old school with like big amounts. Go to the bank.
But you see, like transferring peas, I hate doing online stuff. Like, I hate it.
Yeah,
I'm never focused.
Yeah.
Like, there's been many times where I've sent money elsewhere.
To the wrong place.
I've done it before.
Yeah.
That's
like, even you, Els, I have money for you, but I'm just...
To the other Els.
Well, you're waiting. Just checking.
Yeah. But literally, I just wait, bro. I just wait to do it properly.
But when you're relaxed.
Yeah. It's too much.
No, fair.
Yeah, no, that's mad.
I've got more like not a dilemma, but it's more just like, again, a question I want to ask. I go through things sometimes and I like asking questions.
Is this to do with race or
anything? No, nothing to do with race. It's to do with intimacy.
Of course.
Now, I was having a chat with a couple people at work and they were talking about when they say hello or they say goodbye, they will kiss them.
Yeah.
And I was like, I've never been a guy that does that. Like, I don't kiss my girl on entry. And the majority of the time, if I do kiss, a lot of the time, it's in a sexual way. But yeah. I'm like, is He's that rich. Weird? That I don't...
Like the only time that you show like, intimacy...
I didn't say that. I said in terms of kissing. Because like, I wouldn't just kiss that. Like, I'd rather just give them a hug and just say hello. But like, I don't do the kiss thing. But I thought, is that a weird thing? That's weird.
You're on a me and my ganja thing.
Why is that? But I'm not doing it because it just doesn't feel natural to me.
But to kiss someone goodbye. Maybe haven't grown up seeing it or you're just not used to doing it. But
Not in the...
I don't think I did see it.
Yeah, if it's not... That's, especially like with parents and stuff. Yeah. If they're not like... really like overly affectionate of you, you might not want to show that to your partner because it feels odd.
Mm.
But it isn't an odd thing to do.
It's
not deep.
I don't think I saw that though.
Yeah.
That's probably why you don't do it.
Yeah, so like when like if a girl, I wouldn't just kiss a girl saying goodbye.
Because if my man just kept hugging me, I'd think, are we mates?
But it's not like just a hug. Sometimes I'll just say bye. Or just no touch.
It depends
on the circumstance, isn't it?
There's an argument,
but I'm just saying, like, the kissing thing is very rare. I'll just kiss, just on a just.
It's not the end of the world. It's just not your.
So, what other thing. Ways yeah. do you show intimacy?
Many different ways. Like, I like if I'm out, if I just say we're together, I might do like a little cuddling thing.
Yeah.
Like, I like touch. I'm quite big on touch.
What, like chilling touching?
Yeah, like touch, innit?
Like
physical touch, innit? Yeah, like if I'm with my girl, I might be driving, might like stroke her leg, that kind of stuff. That's intimacy. It is a way, isn't it? But I'm talking about kissing. I don't know if it's me, I've programmed my mind where if I kiss, it's kissed in a certain way.
Yeah.
I don't just.
Depends how you was brought up.
Yeah.
Oh, so you can only kiss to lead to
yeah. In that kind of way. I don't kiss just for the sake of having a kiss.
It's not really a bad thing, bro.
It's not a bad thing.
No, it's,
yeah, it's not that.
I thought I was in trouble. I thought, oh shit. Because everyone else was like, yeah, I kissed my girl goodbye. No, yeah. I don't.
If she tries to kiss you.
I'll be calm with it, but it's not something I would instigate.
Oh, yeah.
But they were saying that you could kiss on the forehead and stuff like that. But I was like,
that's the most important kiss.
The forehead kiss.
Mm-hmm.
See, I'm not even...
Yeah, because that one flows from the body.
See, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, but maybe something I can work on in my next relationship, anyway. But
if she ain't got a problem with it, you don't have to do it. So it's not by force.
It's just not me. It's just not how I am.
Did
Did you
say next? You're not with anyone now?
No.
Did you ask your ex if that was something that she noticed?
It was just, it felt calm. Like, it didn't feel forced. It didn't feel like I was doing anything awkward. And she didn't used to be like, oh, why are you not kissing me? It was just calm, innit? Because we would kiss anyway, but it just would be more leading somewhere. Or like a snog.
Yeah, it's not a bad thing, I don't
think. Yeah.
Nah, cool. That's kind of easy. I was a bit worried. I thought I had problems.
No, I think you
ain't got a problem, but you might meet someone else and she might instigate that.
That side.
And then it might change the way you view it and how you feel about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not nowhere near Fionn's or Jordan's thing. I basically had a really embarrassing moment on the way home. Was it this week or last week? Anyway.
Someone pulled your dreads?
Nah, I don't have dreads. I was on my way home from work and I saw like an old friend that I hadn't seen in years. And you know when you get on at Victoria, sometimes the trains are like just at the platform. So cool. I've jumped on the train and I've seen her. I was like, oh shit, like, yeah, how you doing? Long time, She's asked me the same question, like, oh yeah, how you been? And she's sitting next to someone, like she's with someone. But this person keeps looking at me.
What, so the person that she's with?
Yeah, the person that she's with. But we might have been talking for maybe like 2-3 minutes, but it's point, because the carriage is empty, it's just us on the train. Mm. So for me, like, I was just being polite. I was like, oh, hi, uncle. She looked at me and she said, that's my partner.
Fuck else.
I've never felt so embarrassed in all my life.
Oh, no.
Like, so you said, hey, uncle.
But the way, I don't even want to.
Did he look like an uncle?
Did he look unked off?
Yeah, man. Like,
yeah, belly.
Yeah, like a little one. And then he had like a vest and a shirt. He had like a little flat cap on.
Yeah.
So it's just like,
you potentially ended the relationship.
I thought, this must be your senior. Like, and plus she's like a couple years older than me as well. So to me, I think, yeah, like, this must be your senior.
You know,
like,
that, just a quick question going from that, your confession. Yeah. Do you think it's important that, like, when you see someone, especially of the opposite sex, that you introduce your partner? So in that case, should she have said, oh, by the way, this is my partner?
Yeah.
Sometimes.
It depends, though. It depends.
No, but you know what, though, yeah? If she knows that she's with an uncle, then she has to do that. Okay. Then she's got to say, look, and before you say anything, this is my uncle, is my man. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but I've never wanted to just get out of a situation. I wanted to just get off the train and just wait for the next train was like 45 minutes.
That is mad awkward, though. What did he say?
I was like too shocked to say anything. Oh. So I've just said, oh my God.
Oh. You added to the injury.
Because she said, like, that's her partner, kind of. So I just said, oh my God. Then he's just going like this.
Oh, he's giving the uncle. No, the uncle's disappointment. He's done the acting.
Then eventually I've just said, oh, sorry, but the conversation just went dead after that. I've tried to turn my music up as loud.
And you're just sitting opposite each other?
No, we weren't sitting opposite. They was like in the seats to the left, and I was on the seats to the right.
Man said, hi, so, uncle, yeah. You know. Was he an uncle though?
I don't know his age. He could have been man's age. We didn't get into the conversation. I was just so embarrassed.
Wait, my thing is, you know when you said to him, like, you're right, uncle? Was you trying to draw him out?
I was being respectful because the way he looked, I thought, this must be like your senior. Do you know what I mean?
Okay.
So I wasn't trying to draw it like, we're actually friends.
Oh, okay.
So he could be an uncle and a partner at the same time though.
She's like, I'm sure she's like 30.
That's okay. 30, 34. That's okay. She could find love with an uncle.
Yeah, I just...
That's probably what's happened there, isn't it? Her man just a bit older. Because it could be right at the same time.
But it was just too... Like, it was too much. Like, it was just... I haven't been that embarrassed in my life. Because the fact that she said something... Like, if she didn't say nothing, she just spoke about it with her and her man.
Yeah, and that's my partner. But like, uncle.
Maybe she should tell him, don't wear what he was wearing.
Finish that man's confidence.
His
confidence has gone to the
gut. But yeah, that was... I'm going to stop saying hi uncle to people. I'm just going to say hello.
Just leave it. How you doing?
I'll just be respectful.
It's bad about her though. She should have introduced him, I think.
If you're staring, she's staring you down for 2-3 minutes.
How long was you talking before this got to this point?
Not long, yeah. Probably like 2-3 minutes. But obviously, because it's awkward because me and them are talking.
And he's just there.
And he's just there and he's looking. So I just thought, oh, let me just like...
Say
so
she should have done... If you... She should have... Yeah, she's bad. She don't deserve him.
Yeah, that was it. I regret that. And yeah, probably like maybe the most embarrassing thing that's happened to me for a while.
Well, yeah, I guess that's how's that then? I was just a brick.
I tried to be a brick.
Right, so we're going to do teams. So you two are going to be together, you two.
Yeah.
You're going to write your answers. Reese, can you do me a favour? Every time I ask a question, can you do a 15-second timer for me? So they've only got 15 seconds to answer it. And then once you write your answer down, once we've completed the questions, you're going to swap and then mark each other's work, basically, because I'm going to read out the answers, yeah?
How do you do the little pen thing?
There's 10 questions.
So we just got to answer it, yeah?
Yeah, but you got to do it as a team.
On one phone, yeah?
What?
Yeah, don't do separate answers.
Yeah, I was
going to write. Are we allowed to confer?
Yeah, you're a team.
Okay, cool. But just like, making sure.
You might want to do it quietly, because they might still...
Is this general knowledge, or...?
Yeah.
And just so they know that this is the start of fun facts returning, yeah?
I don't know if it's fun facts. We haven't thought of a name of it yet.
Okay.
But we're just we're going to see how they behave today, guys. If they behave well, then we can bring it back because you know how these got get. I'm frightened for this section right here. Scary.
Could be a lot of education over here.
I'm not saying you're not going to do well at answering the questions. I don't know whether you're going to work together.
Listen, you see me,
well.
as long as everything is done fairly.
Yeah, there should be no issues.
Then there's no issues.
Anyone
is it multiple choice?
Before, I think I have one or two multiple choice. No, one.
Okay.
Tyler's under pressure, boy.
No, I'm not under pressure. I'm good. I'm easy.
Oh, sure.
Before we start, does anyone have anything to say? I've got 10 questions, 15 seconds to answer them. Once you've answered all, we're swapping answers and we're marking them. Does anyone want to say anything before we start?
You could tell you was a teacher.
Yes, I was.
So will we just do like question one, answer, question two, answer on the phone? Okay,
yeah.
Cool. All right. We don't
seconds.
Have to wipe it off or nothing. Like
no,
that.
Keep all your answers because
okay,
you're
cool.
going to swap and then I'm going to read back the question.
If you wipe it off, then how are they going to look at it?
No, that's what I was just checking. Because before we used to wipe it off, didn't it?
I just want us to be on the same page before we start, please.
Yeah. No, I'm with you. It's a valid question.
Yeah, 10 answers. So you should all have 10. You should have. If you don't have 10 answers and you've wiped something off and they get your phone, that's no point to you. They're going to mark it as nothing.
Nothing, all right.
Okay?
Cool.
Okay. The first question we have, ready, Reese? Is what continent is Jamaica in?
Is that a continent, bro?
No.
What continent is Jamaica in?
I'm not confident with that.
And stop. Right, we're going for question two now.
Continent.
What is the longest river in the world?
Say that again.
The longest river.
What is the longest river in the world?
Longest river.
It's at my front door.
I've done this before.
Okay, I just realised. I've just realised that two of my questions are spelling, and you're going to have autocorrect. We're meant to have whiteboards.
Oh yeah.
So I'm going to go to the next one.
That's wrong
with that.
No, autocorrect will show us how that fixes the spelling. Basically.
Yeah. How many kilograms are there in 1 pound?
Fucking Google.
1 pound. Kilograms.
Kg and pounds. How many kg are there in 1 pound?
Pound.
Oh man, this is annoying.
How many sides does a pentagon have?
That's 15 seconds. That was 15. What's this?
Come on, man.
My brain.
No, listen.
How many sides
a pound
does
yeah,
a pentagon have? Are you okay?
No. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I've got screen protector. Privacy.
I guess the pound one, by the way.
You don't know that? That's a disgrace.
Which is the fastest bird? This one's multiple choice now, okay? Which is the fastest bird? Is it A, a falcon, B, common swift, or C, golden eagle? I'll repeat that one more time.
Fastest.
Which is the fastest bird? Yeah. Is it A, a falcon, B, common swift, or C, golden eagle?
This is mad.
How many more questions we got?
I think, you know what's mad? I feel like we've I've done some of these. Actually, nah. Maybe. Maybe.
What is 15% of 230?
You're good at that stuff. You're good at maths.
Come on, man. Look in.
What is 15% of 230?
Half of 23.
Next question.
Oh, wait, man.
What?
This is too quick, man. We're trying to mentally break this down. Give us a chance, man.
Wait, what's the question again? What was that question?
I can't go back. What is the strongest muscle in the body? Is it A, tongue, B, the jaw, or C, quadriceps? I'm going to ask that again.
What is quadriceps? This one, isn't it?
What is the strongest muscle in the body? A, tongue, B, the jaw, or C, quadriceps?
Yes. Quadriceps.
Oh, can you do the order?
Order, please.
A, tongue,
yeah.
B, the jaw, C, quadriceps.
I think we've got zero.
Last question. How many colours are there in the rainbow?
Oh, man.
I'll repeat. How many colours are there in the rainbow?
Yellow, man.
Stop, man. They're just trying to give them the thing. See, because now he's going to do that. Why?
That's not even...
You've done it in your head.
I'm guessing.
And that's all. Handing over.
Oh, it's going to be bad.
Evan?
Hello. Sorry. Time's up.
I don't know how we performed.
Do you want me to say? would you like?
These are in trouble.
Would you like me to say the question again as I'm reading out the answers?
Yeah.
Okay. Question number one: what continent is Jamaica in? The answer you should have written down is North America.
I knew it. I said it. Jordan, I said.
Okay.
Oh my days. I said that's not a continent.
The Caribbean is not a continent.
Oh, no, man.
The same thing.
The Caribbean is not a continent.
The thing is, we wrote it and deleted it and wrote it and deleted it twice. Caribbean's not a continent.
No, but you didn't have the faith to do it.
Because you didn't give me the faith.
Number two was the longest river in the world? And the answer should have been River Nile.
Yes.
Yeah.
Tick, put a tick on it.
I don't even know how to do the ticking.
Number three, how many kilos are there in a pound? And the answer is 0.4.
Oh!
I said 0.5.
To be fair, it's
0.454. Yeah, thank you.
No, we're not rounding it.
Don't try to fuck us over.
How many sides does a pentagon have? The answer should have been five.
You lot are burst as well.
And then who's trying to down there?
You guys don't even know that. And they put seven.
Seven. Ain't got a clue. No.
You lot are burst.
Ain't got a clue.
Pence.
You lot are finished. Which is the fastest bird? The answer should have been falcon.
Yes.
So what was pentagon then? How many sides is that?
He's still five. Stuck. That was the question.
He's still stuck.
You're talking about hexagon.
Hexagon. Sorry, I meant to say which one. Seven.
Hexagon.
That September.
Okay. What is...
wrong. But
why did you say September?
What is 15% of 230? The answer should have been 34.5.
Can we read out what these guys have put for some of their questions? 200 and something.
I didn't put that.
And they expect that to be anyway 200 and something.
That's
how can that be an
answer? If we can just tell them that I got that one right.
Did you take 15 away from it? 15 huh? away
no,
from
no,
it?
No, I was trying. I was doing the wrong equation.
200 and something.
What is the strongest muscle in the body? The answer should have been the jaw.
That's not a muscle.
It's called massager. Massager.
That's not a muscle. The jaw's bone structure.
Ask Google and it says...
No, the tongue is the strongest.
I can't lie. You might have to avoid that one.
No, there's no way you're putting...
I'm checking and give the proof.
No, that is the right answer.
It's
but,
the tongue.
But the reason why I put tongue in there is because a lot of people think it's the tongue, but it's actually the maybe I should have said massager when I was saying it, but massager is the muscle within the jaw.
Can't argue. Oh, okay.
No, but
the massager isn't the jaw, though.
Yeah, but that's not the jaw.
Oh, well, search that for me. I'm sure it is.
No, but when you think about it,
how
yeah,
many colours are there in the rainbow? The answer should have been 7.
Yes.
Oh, I knew it was 7.
She told you.
Okay, swap back. How many points did you give them?
I thought we lost.
They got 3.
And how many did you 5. Get? Let me see. Caribbean. Yeah.
By the way, wait, can we go back to the
should have said masseter.
Yeah.
Because I've Googled it. What is the most strongest muscle in the body?
The
masseter.
It is the jaw, right?
It doesn't say jaw.
Okay,
once.
My bad.
Because jaw
it
is a bone.
It does say jaw. Masseter's in the jaw.
It's in the jaw, but it's not the jaw.
Wait, hang on.
The jaw's not a muscle.
That's that. You know
so,
that's
so
that saying.
That question was misleading.
Yeah, that's that saying. What's the strongest?
I'm really
the leg.
Okay.
Technically, it's not right.
Okay, we can take that one off.
Yeah.
You want to take that one off?
No, I think
but you've both who. So it doesn't make a difference.
Didn't
we
win?
Right.
No, I'm saying to replace it with a bonus.
All right, I'll do
question.
Do a bonus.
What's the scores at?
5-3 to you.
So we've won.
No, so bonus. Yeah, so bonus.
I do
want
to dispel
the
ones. I do want to dispel the ones.
You
want
to do one of the spelling one?
Yeah, just to replace that one.
And then how are you going to spell it, though? Because you can't use your phone.
No, we'll write it. Like, we'll actually write it in our notes. No, on Snap.
But why are we doing this?
No,
you've got
you
5 and you've got
notes.
3. I'm confused already.
No, I just want to smoke them up some more, so.
You still want to go? You want to play more?
Yes, we can have 6.
Yeah, we didn't like that
message. Okay, I've got two spelling ones, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
This does not make no sense,
wait,
though.
Wait, can you show us that you got
you guys have got a chance, because if they get none right and you get 2,
yeah,
it'll be 5-5, yeah?
Can you do it on the same application as us, please?
No, this is Snap,
same
so
thing.
This is better. You
no,
lot are in notes, that's worse.
It's not going to get auto.
Yeah, but how do you know? Look, Snap.
All right, cool.
Okay, are you ready?
Yeah.
Spell anesthesia.
Oh.
Wait, I think I know these ones.
Done journalism.
Should I say it again? Spell anesthesia.
Oh.
They're working. Looks about right.
Okay,
I've got a feeling that that's not meant to be there.
I feel like
it's been 15 seconds.
Yeah,
so you
lock it in. Lock it in.
Okay, should I spell it out?
Yes, please.
No.
Swap.
No, let them go first.
No, yeah, just read out. No, let them read out their answer.
Yeah, how have you lot spelled it?
Yeah, read it out. No. All right,
we're dumber than you. All right,
cool. I'll read it out. I've got A. Great stuff. A M.
Yep.
E.
Nope. Go on. I think they've got it right, you know. So they might be catching up to you.
Anesthesia.
A-N-T, isn't it?
No.
Go on,
okay,
read on.
Would you like to?
No.
A-N...
No, he hasn't changed anything.
A-N-A...
Yep.
S...
No, sorry. It's Ane, so it's A-N-A-E-S-T-H-E-S-I-A.
I forgot the A.
Yeah.
I forgot the A.
Spell it again.
A-N-A-E...
A-N-A-E-S.
Oh,
so
I forgot the A.
Yeah.
I got it right other than
the
A.
Yeah.
I got it right without the A.
All right, last one.
Oh, sorry.
You can spell this one.
No, we can do it together.
It's a team effort.
Spell narcissist.
That's easy for me. That's so easy for me.
That's not what you're thinking of. Spell narcissist.
Right. Enough room.
Double S. Oh, that double S don't look good, does it? Actually, wait.
Like
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
I feel like they'll
get
together.
No.
No, not
these.
No.
No.
S, yeah.
Yeah.
I can say no.
Stop.
I'll let you look.
I think that looks... I've seen that in a text before.
Yeah, you
don't like me. No, we went first last time. So
no, we went first.
No,
no,
they
went
first.
Time.
So go on.
Go on.
N-A-R?
Yep.
C-I?
Mm-hmm.
Double S?
Yep.
I-S-T?
Excellent.
Yeah!
We got it as well.
Okay, right.
Yeah, we got it well. So we beat you.
So 6-4.
Smoked up, man.
Smoked up.
In a previous life, guys.
Smoked up.
I knew I'd seen that in the text before.
So you guys won that round. Well done. So first round of game time,
Absolutely.
But we're going to have to change it.
A competition, though,
yeah, we're going to have to change it for next season anyway, because we're not always going to have a guest.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It can't be two against L's, because he'll be done.
Well, on that note, I'd just like to say, please don't forget to like, comment and subscribe. I really hope that you enjoyed season 5. We'll be back in a few weeks with the start of the new season.
Can we make it a thing that I come on once a season?
Yeah,
we can. Yeah. We'll ask the jury. Should we get him back on or not?
Do you not fuck with him? Do you not fuck with him? What, you think he's an idiot?
You won't see this man ever again.
No, but to be fair though, I think we're going to make it more of a habit of getting
our friends. Friends anyway.
Is there anything that you would like the jury to know about you?
Anything that's promoting?
Osh, this side on all social media platforms. That's Osh. THISSIDE. New music coming out. Dabbling in a bit of boxing and sports and stuff like that. So yeah, follow and enjoy.
Yep. Sweet. Thanks for coming down, man.
Yeah, thanks for having me, guys.
Yeah, thank you. And this has been the Corpo Show, otherwise known as it was formerly known as the Court of Public Opinion. I've been Big Juicy Jerk J, joined here today by my pastors.
I can't even remember what he
said.
Sorry.
Yeah.
L's, aka Mr. Make It Happen.
It's your boy, Fear, and the one you'll come to see.
The Tyler, the Styler, the one you really came to see.
Until next time, people.
Peace.